Good evening and welcome to the Good Friday service.
弟兄姐妹们，晚上好，欢迎大家来到今天的受难日的礼拜。
Scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and 22, it reads, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a high, great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water."
希伯来书第十章这样说道，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us pray.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一同祷告。
Lord God Almighty, on this given evening gathering, our intentions is to simply to draw near to you.
神啊，今天晚上我们想要离你更加的亲近。
We are so thankful for Christ's sacrifice and his blood that was shed on our behalf.
我们为主耶稣在十字架上为我们所洒的血而感到感恩。
This gives us full assurance of faith to come before you.
主啊，这赐给我们充足的信心，让我们来到你的面前。
And so we come before you to honor and to worship you.
主，我们来到你的面前，来荣耀你，来敬拜你。
We ask that you would refresh us with your grace, your mercy, and love for us.
请求主用你的恩典和你的恩慈来让我们更加的更新。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen.
Hey, good evening, everyone. We're gonna start off our second Good Friday service by singing this song, The Old Rugged Cross. So if you're able, please stand.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died, to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
愿愿受世人情世辱骂，他日救赎在临，迎接我升天庭，将永远享受荣耀天家。故我爱高举十字宝架。 直到在世台前前出面，我一生要背负十字架，此时恰可换够一冠冕。So
I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. 'Cause in Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
唯有基督道成肉身， 完全的神成为人子，再来公义，赐下恩典，他来拯救却被弃绝。在十字架上，耶稣献身，神的愤怒得以停息。
There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his, since he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
生命不再惧怕，基督大能在我里面，生命之初直到最终，我的一切在主手中，没有缺陷，我也是无能叫我们与神隔绝，知足再来我归天家，因主大能我得站立。No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
'Remain standing as we have our scripture reading. Our passage is from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. The word of the Lord reads, "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God.'"
我们一起来读神的话语。约翰福音一章二十九到三十四节。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前，我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。”约翰又作见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：‘你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。’”
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
愿神赐福他的话语。
You may be seated.
Hey, 平安。So in English, that is literally, brothers and sisters, peace. So it's good to be with you all tonight.
很高兴能够在这里跟弟兄姐妹一起分享神的话语。
It's always a joy to gather with God's people, but it's a special privilege to gather together with our Mandarin and English congregations together.
能够跟国语部和英文部的弟兄姐妹在一起是一个非常高兴的特权。
Tonight we gather to remember and celebrate what is at the heart of the gospel.
今天晚上我们一起在这里，在神的家中来纪念神的福音的中心。
The unimaginable reality that Christ, in Christ, God died for us.
一个令我们难以想象的事实，就是主耶稣，神为我们而死。
That's at the center of our worship and at the core of our faith.
这是在我们的信心的中心的。
We should be gospel-centered.
我们应当以福音为中心。
Christ-centered.
应当以基督为中心。
Cross-centered.
也以十架为中心。
Remember that in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2, Paul wrote, For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
保罗在哥林多前书第二章第二节写道，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
In Galatians 6:14, he adds, Far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在加拉太书第六章十四节，保罗也说道，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
As Christians, we must be focused on the cross.
作为基督徒，我们应当定睛在十字架上。
And that's why before Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins, he instituted communion as a way for us to remember Christ's death in our place.
这也就是为什么主耶稣在上十字架之前与门徒一起来分享圣餐。
We eat the bread to remember his body that was given for us.
我们吃这个饼来纪念主的身体为我们所舍。
And we drink the cup to remember his blood that was shed for us.
我们喝这个杯来纪念主耶稣的血为我们而洒。
And Jesus commands us today, just as he commanded the disciples on that night, do this in remembrance of me.
耶稣今天教导我们，就像在那天晚上他教导他的门徒一样，要这样做，为的是纪念我。
So tonight on Good Friday, we are remembering and celebrating Christ and him crucified.
所以今天在受难日的这个周五，我们一起来纪念主耶稣受十字上十字架为我们而死。
And we'll finish the service by participating in communion together.
最后我们一起来领受圣餐。
And so to prepare our minds and hearts for that, I want to remind you about the biblical history behind Good Friday and communion.
在我们预备我们的心和我们的灵的时候，我想要来提醒大家，为什么我们要在受难日领圣餐。
Before God's people celebrated communion as a way to remember our deliverance from sin through Jesus, before that, God's people celebrated Passover as a way to remember their deliverance from Egypt through the blood of a lamb.
在我们守圣餐纪念主耶稣拯救我们的罪、脱离罪之前，以色列人就用羔羊之血庆祝逾越节，来纪念神拯救他们出埃及。
You could say that Israel was an Exodus-centered people.
你可以说以色列人是一个以出埃及为中心的一个民族。
And now Christians today are a cross-centered people.
那今天的基督徒是一个以十架为中心的民。
The Exodus was a divinely designed pattern to prepare us for the gospel.
出埃及是神奇妙的设计，来帮助我们，能够接受福音。
And the Passover lamb was a divinely designed pattern to prepare us for Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
逾越节的羔羊也是一个神的奇妙设计，能够让这个羔羊来除去世人的罪。
So tonight I want to take just a few moments to go back to the Old Testament and to learn three lessons from Passover to help us worship Jesus Christ.
所以今天我想带弟兄姐妹通过看到圣经旧约来学习三个，来学习三个这个功课，帮助我们来理解，神的羔羊。
So please turn your Bibles to the second book of the Bible, Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12.
请大家把圣经翻到圣经旧约出埃及记第十二章。
So we're going to see three lessons from Passover to help us worship Christ.
我们今天一起来学三个功课，来让我们更加好的来敬拜逾越节的羔羊。
So salvation through sacrifice.
第一个功课是得救需要舍命。
Salvation through substitution.
得救需要代替。
And salvation leads to sanctification.
最后是得救带来成圣。
So our first lesson from Passover to help us worship Christ is salvation through sacrifice.
所以我们今天要学习的第一个功课是得救需要舍命。
Salvation through sacrifice.
得救需要舍命。
In the book of Exodus, Israel was enslaved by Egypt, and despite being crushed by 9 plagues, Pharaoh hardened his heart and refused to let Israel go.
在出埃及记，我们看到以色列人在埃及被奴役，尽管埃及人已经遭受了九个灾难，但是法老依然他的心很刚硬，他拒绝让以色列人出埃及。
So finally, God was going to send his tenth and his final plague, the death of all the firstborn.
所以最后神定义要降下第十灾，就是让所有的投生的死去。
In the previous nine plagues, God only judged the Egyptians, but not the Israelites.
在之前的九灾当中呢，神只把这个灾降到了埃及人，并没有降在以色列人身上。
But God said this tenth plague would be different.
但神说这第十灾将会不一样。
Look one chapter before at Exodus 11 verses 4 and 5.
我们一起来看到前面一章，出埃及记第十一章四到五节。
So Moses said, "Thus says the Lord." About midnight, I will go out in the midst of Egypt.
摩西说，耶和华这样说，约到半夜，我必出去巡行埃及遍地。
And every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle.
凡在埃及地，从坐宝座的法老到磨子后的婢女，所有的长子以及一切投生的畜生都必死。
See, God said this plague would kill every firstborn, whether they're Egyptian or Israelite.
神说这样这个灾会杀死所有的投生的，无论是以色列人或是埃及人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because even though Israel was God's people, they were still sinners who deserved death.
因为即使以色列人是神的子民，但他们依然是罪人，并且应当死。
Israel needed deliverance from Pharaoh.
以色列人需要从法老当中脱离。
But more importantly, Israel needed deliverance from the judgment of God.
但是更重要的是，以色列人更需要从神的审判当中脱离出来。
And so in this tenth plague, Israel wouldn't be spared just because they were Israelites.
所以在这个第十灾当中，以色列人不仅仅会因为他们是以色列人而得到赦免。
No, they had to be saved from the plague through some other way.
他们必须要通过一个另外的方式来得到赦免。
And that way was the Passover lamb.
这个方式就是通过逾越节的羔羊。
So look at Exodus chapter 12 now.
我们一起来看到出埃及记第十二章。
In verse 3, it says, Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household.
十二章三节说到，你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
Verse 5-7 says, Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it.
5-7 说到，要无残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羔羊宰了，各家要取点血，涂在吃羔羊的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
I want you to just imagine this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们来想象一下这个场景。
On the tenth day, every family had to bring a lamb into their home.
在第十日，每一个家庭都要带一只羊羔在到他们的家中。
One year old.
一岁的羊羔
，this cute cuddly lamb，
一只很可爱的小绵羊。
And if you have had kids in your home, you can imagine what that would have been like.
如果您家中有孩子的话，你也可以想象到小朋友会有什么样的反应。
Everyone loves that little lamb.
每个人都深爱那只羊羔。
For 4 days, that lamb is running around in your house.
有四天，那只小羊羔就在你的家里跑来跑去。
But then on the 14th day, after 4 days, God commanded them to rise up and kill all the lambs at midnight.
但是接下来这只羊羔就要受死。
Why?
为什么呢？
And not only to kill it and eat it, but then to put the blood on the doorposts. Why?
以色列人不光要杀死这只羊羔，并且吃它的肉，并且要取点血，把羊羔的血涂在门楣上。为什么呢？
God explains in verses 11 and 12.
神在第十一节和第十二节当中解释。
In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments.
神说，你们吃羊羔当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及一切投生的，无论是人是畜生，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神。
Now notice again, all who are in the land of Egypt, whether they're Israelites or Egyptians, all would be struck down unless they did what God commanded.
我们看到在这个经文当中，神说到，无论在埃及地，无论你是以色列人或者是埃及人，只要你没有做神所命令的，都会被击杀。
But look at verse 13.
我们再看到十三节。
The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
十三节说到，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地投生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
You see, in the tenth plague,The distinction between life and death was not based on whether they were Israelites or Egyptians.
这第十灾，它当中这个决定生和死的，并不是你是埃及人或者是以色列人。
It wasn't based on whether they were more righteous or more wise or more rich.
也不是根据你是更加的公义、更加的富有或者更加的聪明。
The distinction between life and death in the tenth plague was based only on whether a lamb's blood covered that household.
这第十灾当中的生和死的区别是仅仅在于你家的门楣上有没有羔羊的血。
A life had to end.
一个生命必须要被丧。
Blood had to be shed.
血必须被洒。
A sacrifice had to be made.
必须有人舍命。
Because salvation only comes through a sacrifice.
因为只有通过舍命人才能得救。
This was always God's design.
这从始至终都是神的设计。
All the way back in the garden, after Adam and Eve sinned, their nakedness could not be covered by fig leaves.
我们看到，即使是在最初亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候，他们的裸体没有办法被这个树叶所遮盖。
In other words, they couldn't cover their nakedness by their own efforts.
他们没有办法靠自己的努力来遮盖他们的裸体。
It said that God had to kill an animal to cover Adam and Eve with its skin.
神必须要杀死一只动物，用它的毛皮来遮盖亚当和夏娃。
And then when God called Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, at the last moment God provided a ram to die instead of Isaac.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕要让他献上自己的孩子以撒的时候，在最后的那个时刻，神提供了一只羊来代替以撒作为献祭。
So the first lesson from Passover is that salvation is costly.
所以我们今天学到的第一个功课就是得救是代价高昂的。
Because salvation comes through sacrifice.
因为只有通过舍命才能够得救。
Sacrifice has always been necessary to escape judgment and death, but why?
牺牲或者舍命是非常必要的。如果你想要来逃离神的这个救，神的审判的话，但是为什么呢？
Why would God require a sacrifice?
为什么神需要舍命才能够得救呢？
And that leads us to the second lesson, salvation through substitution.
让我们接下来看我们今天学的第二个功课，得救必须要有代替。
Salvation through substitution.
得救需要代替。
So the reason why God requires sacrifice is because God requires a substitute.
神要求有要舍命是因为神需要有当中这样有一个代替。
Israel and Egypt were both sinful and deserved to die.
以色列人和埃及人都是罪人，他们都应当去死。
But if a lamb was sacrificed and its blood was put over the doorway, the firstborn would be spared.
但是如果一只羔羊被牺牲，并且它的血被涂在门楣上面，那所有的头生就当遭到，他们就不会有这样的灾难。
And the blood on the doorpost was not just cosmetic.
门楣上的羔羊之血并不只是看看的。
It wasn't just like painting the door a new color.
并不像只是在门楣上涂上新的油漆。
The blood represented a life that was taken.
羔羊之血代表了有一个生命被牺牲了。
The point here is not just that the lamb died for the firstborn, but the lamb died instead of the firstborn.
我想要强调，羔羊并不仅仅是为头身的而死，羔羊乃是代替头身的而死。
The firstborn inside the house could live because a pure, spotless lamb died instead.
所有的头身在家中可以继续存活，因为有一只非常纯净无瑕疵的羔羊为他们而死了。
The lamb died so the firstborn could live.
羊羔为他们而死，让那些头身的可以继续存活。
After the Exodus, Israel was commanded to celebrate the Passover continually each year so that this idea of salvation through sacrifice and substitution would be deeply ingrained in them and even passed on to their children.
在以色列人出了埃及之后，神还是命令他们要继续的来庆祝逾越节，让他们能够记得他们的这个拯救是通过舍命和代替来换来的。
Look at Exodus 12 verses 23 to 27.
我们看到出埃及记十二章二十三到二十七节。
For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and your sons forever. And when you come to the land that the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, What do you mean by this service?You shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses. And the people bowed their heads and worshipped.
因为耶和华要巡行击杀埃及人，他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上，就必越过那门，不容灭命地进入你们的房屋击杀你们。这例你们要守着，作为你们和你们子孙永远的定例。日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许赐给你们的那地，就要守这里。你们的儿女问你们说，行这里是什么意思？你们就说，这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓低头下拜。
So you see, Passover was meant to be a picture and a lesson that a substitutionary sacrifice was required for salvation.
我们看到逾越节给我们提供了一个清楚的范例，来阐述拯救得救必须通过舍命，必须有代替。
And it was meant to be a lesson that was clear enough even for children to understand.
这个逾越节的这个故事呢，是也是能够简单到让孩子们都能够明白。
I still remember the first time one of our children saw us in church taking communion.
我还记得第一次孩子们看到我在教会当中带领大家一起守圣餐。
And they asked us, why are you taking this bread and this cup?
孩子问，为什么要吃这个饼喝这个杯呢？
And I realized, God is very wise.
我突然意识到神是非常的有智慧的。
He gives us these lessons so that we can teach our children.
神给我们这些范例，让我们可以来教导孩子。
So Passover was clear enough even that this would be a way to teach children.
所以逾越节的这个功课是非常的清楚的，也很简单，让我们能够教导孩子们。
But this idea of substitution didn't stop at the Passover.
这个关于替代的概念并不仅仅在逾越节当中发生。
It became clearer and deeper through the rest of the Old Testament.
我们在圣经旧约当中，整个旧约都能够看到更加清晰，更加深刻。
Especially in the sacrificial system in Leviticus and the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 16.
尤其是在立位记十六当中讲到赎罪日的时候。
Of course, salvation through substitution came to a climax in the Old Testament in that well-known chapter Isaiah 53.
在大家熟知的以赛亚书五十三章当中，我们也看到这个代替而得救的概念上升到了极致。
So turn there, Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6.
我们一起来看到以赛亚书53章第5到第6节。
The word of God says there, But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him,The iniquity of us all.
以赛亚书五十三章第五到第六节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
I want you to notice how clearly this teaches the idea of substitution.
弟兄姐妹，我想让大家看到这个经文有多么的清楚地讲到关于代替而得救的概念。
We know Isaiah 53 was a prophecy of what Jesus would do for us.
我们知道以赛亚书53章是一个关于耶稣将要为我们做的预言。
It says he was pierced even though it was our transgressions.
经文说到他为我们的过犯而受害。
He was crushed even though it was our iniquities.
他为我们的罪孽而压伤。
We went astray, but the Lord laid on him all of our iniquity.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，但是神使我们的罪孽都归在了耶稣身上。
See, salvation comes through sacrifice because salvation comes through a substitute.
唯有舍命才可以得救，因为这个舍命是通过一个代替而来的。
And Israel began to learn that lesson in the Passover so that they would be ready when the true sacrificial lamb would come.
以色列人从逾越节的这个事件当中开始学习这个代替和舍命的概念，为了让他们能够为真正的这个逾越节的羔羊而做准备。
But before we get there, there's one more final lesson from Passover.
但在我们看到真正的逾越节的羔羊之前，还有最后的一个功课要来看。
Salvation leads to sanctification.
得救带来成圣。
Salvation leads to sanctification.
得救带来成圣。
See, those who are saved will be set apart. They will lead holy lives.
那些得救的就会被分别为圣，他们会过上圣洁的生活。
If you go back to Exodus chapter 12, verses 14 and 15, we see that there.
我们在出埃及记十二章十四到十五节当中看到这个。
Exodus 12, verses 14 and 15 says, "This day shall be for you a memorial day." And you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven out of your houses, for if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel.
出埃及记十二章十四到十五节，你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡吃有酵之饼的，必从以色列中剪除。
So you see, connected to the Passover was the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我们看到除酵节也是跟逾越节有关系的。
They would eat unleavened bread for 7 straight days.
以色列人会七天一直都吃无酵的饼。
And the purpose for this was to separate themselves from Egypt by cleaning out any leaven that was left over from Egypt.
他们吃无酵饼的这个原因和目的呢，是为了他们能够跟埃及完全撇清关系，所以他们要把所有家中的酵全都除去。
That leaven symbolized the sins and the sinful influences from Egypt.
这个酵就代表了从埃及当中所带来的罪和这个罪的影响。
And they had to get rid of that influence, otherwise it would stay with them and even spread.
如果不把这个酵，不把这个罪的影响给除去的话，那它就会在人群当中蔓延。
In other words, God's people had to be removed out of Egypt, but Egypt also had to be removed out of God's people.
换句话说，神的子民必须从埃及当中脱离出来，或者说埃及也必须从神的子民当中被剪除。
It makes no sense to seek deliverance from Egypt if you still choose to embrace the sins of Egypt.
如果你还是在接受这个埃及的罪的影响的话，那你没有办法，也不能够从埃及当中脱离出来。
If you embrace the sins of Egypt, you would waste and dishonor the blood of the lamb that died to cover you.
如果你还继续活在埃及的这个罪当中的话，那你就玷污了神的羔羊之血。
So God expected those who were saved to also be sanctified, to be set apart from sin.
所以神期待那些已经得救的也会继续的成圣，被分别出来。
So our three lessons from Passover, salvation through sacrifice.
所以我们今天从逾越节当中看到的三个功课，第一个是得救需要舍命。
Salvation through substitution.
第二个是得救需要有代替。
And salvation leads to sanctification.
最后得救带来成圣。
But the Passover isn't just about remembering the past and praising God for his past deliverance.
但是逾越节不 并不仅仅是为了要让我们能够纪念过去，并且来荣耀神，因为他救埃及人出，救以色列人出埃及。
If you read the Old Testament carefully, God was preparing to accomplish a second exodus, a greater exodus through a greater sacrifice.
如果我们仔细读圣经旧约的话，我们就会看到神正在预备有一个更加伟大的这个出埃及的篇章，通过一个更加宏伟的这个牺牲。
Other pastors have pointed out that there's this pattern that grows throughout the Old Testament.
有人指出，在圣经旧约整个篇章当中，有一个非常明显的这个特征。
In Genesis 22, when Abraham offered up Isaac, there was a sacrifice for one man.
我们看到在创世纪22章，当亚伯拉罕献上以撒的时候，是关于一个人的献祭。
In Exodus 12, there's a sacrifice for each household.
在出埃及记十二章是一个家庭的献祭。
In Leviticus 16, on the Day of Atonement, there was a sacrifice for the whole nation.
在利未记十六章，在赎罪日的时候，是为了一整个国度而献祭。
But finally, in John chapter 1, there was a sacrifice, a lamb for the whole world.
最后我们看到在约翰福音第一章当中，那个羔羊为人而舍命，是为了整个世界。
Remember the verse that was read earlier from John the Baptist in John 1:29?
我们看到在约翰福音第一章二十九节，使徒约翰所说的话。
John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
施洗约翰说，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
John the Baptist and Jesus knew why Jesus had come.
施洗约翰和耶稣知道耶稣为什么会来。
He came as a lamb to take away the sin of the world.
耶稣来作为神的羔羊，是为了除去世人罪孽的。
He came as a lamb who would die as a substitute and as a sacrifice.
耶稣来到这个世界上，成为神的羔羊，为人的罪而被舍命。
And so at the end of Jesus' life, in God's perfect plan, the last meal Jesus ate with his disciples was.A Passover meal.
所以在耶稣生命的最后，在神的这个完美的计划当中，我们看到，当耶稣在与他的门徒吃最后一顿饭的时候，这一顿饭其实是为了纪念逾越节而吃的。
In fact, look at Luke chapter 22.
我们可以看到《路加福音》第二十二章。
Luke 22 in verse 15. It says.Jesus said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
路加福音第二十二章第十五节，看到我们看到主耶稣说，主耶稣是急切的想要和门徒来吃这个逾越节的这个饭，能在他上十字架之前。
Jesus was looking ahead to this meal.
耶稣期待要吃这一顿晚餐。
And then you look down at verses 19 and 20.
我们又看到接下来二十二章十九到二十节。
It says, And Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
耶稣又拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开递给他们，说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，为你们流出来的。
See, in this moment, Jesus took the Passover meal, which was meant to remind Israel of their deliverance from Egypt, and he transformed it into communion.
耶稣在这个吃晚餐的时候，他把本来应当用来纪念逾越节的这个晚餐 来用作了能够、和门徒一起来享用的这个圣餐。
Passover was meant to help Israel remember the Exodus.
逾越节是为了能够帮助以色列人来纪念出埃及的。
But communion now reminds us of a greater deliverance through a greater sacrifice.
但是圣餐现在提醒我们，耶稣为我们舍了他的命，并且给我们带来更加大的拯救。
All the Passover lambs in Israel's history were shadows that pointed forward to the ultimate Passover lamb.
所有在以色列的历史当中被舍的逾越节的羔羊，都是为了预表，为了指向这个终极的逾越节的羔羊。
I want you to look at what Paul says about this in 1 Corinthians 5.
我想让大家来看一下使徒保罗在哥林多前书第五章是怎么说的。
In 1 Corinthians 5, verses 7 and 8, God's word says, Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
使徒保罗说，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊是基督，已经被杀献祭了。所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒、邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to see the wisdom of God that ordained this amazing plan of salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，我想让你看到神的智慧，他是怎样来创造这个奇妙的计划，这个关于救恩的计划的。
Christ's death for us on the cross was not an accident.
我们看到神耶稣为我们在十字架舍命，并不仅仅是一个巧合。
It wasn't plan B.
也不是一个后备计划。
It was the design of God from the very, very beginning.
从始至终一直是神的旨意和安排。
Christ suffered for us as an innocent, spotless lamb.
耶稣基督作为一个无瑕疵的羔羊为我们舍命。
He bore our sins and our shame and our guilt.
他承担了我们所本应当承担的所有的应当从神而来的愤怒和不义。
So that the wrath of God that we deserved would be absorbed by him.
所以我们应当承担的从神而来的愤怒可以被耶稣所遮盖。
He died as a sacrifice and as a substitute in our place.
耶稣为我们舍命是作为了我们的代替。
So tonight, as we celebrate Good Friday, as we take the bread and the cup, let us remember Christ, our Passover lamb.
今天晚上在我们一起来纪念神耶稣的受难的时候，让我们拿起饼和杯一起来纪念耶稣，我们逾越节的羔羊。
Let's remember Christ who was sacrificed for us so that we might be forgiven and saved.
让我们记得是基督耶稣为我们舍命，我们才可以得救。
Salvation is indeed free to all who trust in Jesus and humbly receive him by faith.
救恩对于那些凭着信心并且谦卑接受耶稣的人来说是无价的。
But though it was free to us, it was costly to God.
然而尽管我们没有需要付出任何代价，神却付上了严重的代价。
God gave up his son, his only son whom he loves.
神献上了他的独生爱子。
And it was costly to Jesus.
对于耶稣，他也付出了惨痛的代价。
Jesus gave up his hands and feet to be nailed to a wooden cross.
耶稣舍命让他的手和脚在十字架上被钉住。
He gave up his head to be crowned with thorns.
耶稣的头上戴了荆棘的冠冕。
He gave up his side to be pierced with a spear.
耶稣的身体也被矛所刺。
He gave up his life to save unworthy sinners who could never save themselves.
耶稣为那些没有办法自救的人而献上生命。
So let's honor Christ, our Passover lamb.
让我们来纪念耶稣逾越节的羔羊。
And let's remember him through the bread and the cup together.
让我们通过饼和杯来纪念主耶稣。
So as the music team comes back up, let's pray.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
天父，我们赞美你。
You are gracious and merciful beyond what we deserve.
你的救恩是如此的浩大，我们是如此的不配你的拯救。
We are aware that we are sinners before you who deserve your judgment.
主啊，我们知道我们在你的面前是罪人，我们应当得到你的愤怒。
God, even on our best days, we deserve your wrath.
即使是在我们表现最好的时候，你的愤怒应当是我们应得的。
But we thank you that you have made a way for us to be forgiven.
我们感谢你，因为你真的是能够拯救我们。
And you've done so because you love us.
因为你爱我们，所以你拯救我们。
We thank you for loving us though we don't deserve it.
我们感谢你，即使我们不配，但你依然爱我们。
We pray that you'd help us to remember the sacrifice of Christ.
求主让我们能够永远记得主耶稣在十字架上为我们所舍的。
Help us to remember what a great cost he paid.
帮助我们记得主耶稣所付出的代价。
And help us to live lives that please you.
也帮助我们能够活出让你喜悦的生命。
Help us to put away the leaven that we might live a holy life.
让我们除去我们生命当中的笑，让我们活得更加圣洁。
As we sing to you now, help us to sing from our hearts.
在我们崇拜你的时候，让我们从心底献上对你的赞美。
And to worship Christ, our Passover Lamb.
让我们一起来崇拜，来纪念主耶稣逾越节的羔羊。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Chen Wei, for the sermon. We're going to sing Jesus Paid It All as a response. So if you can, please stand.
Savior, say, Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me Thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Oh, 家宴山兮，可解此的旧恩。血能洗一切罪恨，主替我舍身，罪债全还清，无数罪孽无悔心，主洗比血白净。For nothing good have I, whereby Thy grace to claim. Thou wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. 将来身体的主荣耀站主面前，要颂扬主赐救恩完全，主替我舍身，罪债全还清，主赎罪孽无悔心，主洗比血白净。Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain.He washed it white as snow.
You can take your seats. We're going to take a time to celebrate communion now together.
我们一起来守圣餐纪念主。
If you didn't get